Blackstone Audio presents A Call to the Unconverted by Richard Baxter. This book is read by Jim Dennison. A short account of the author and the great success which attended the call when first published. It may be proper to prefix an account of this book given by Mr. Baxter himself, which was found in his study after his death, in his own words. I published a short treatise on conversion entitled A Call to the Unconverted. The occasion of this was my converse with Bishop Usher while I was at London, who, approving my method and directions suited for peace of conscience, was importunate with me to write directions suited to the various states of Christians, and also against particular sins. I reverenced the man, but disregarded these persuasions, supposing I could do nothing but what is done better already. But when he was dead, his words went deeper to my mind, and I purposed to obey his counsel. Yet, so as that to the first sort of men, the ungodly, I thought vehement persuasions meeter than directions only. And so for such I published this little book, which God hath blessed with unexpected success, beyond all the rest that I have written, except the saints' rest. In a little more than a year, there were about 20,000 of them printed by my own consent, and about 10,000 cents, beside many thousands by stolen impressions which poor men stole for lucre's sake. Through God's mercy, I have information of almost whole households converted by this small book, which I set so light by, and, as if all this in England, Scotland, and Ireland were not mercy enough to me, God, since I was silenced, hath sent it over on his message to many beyond the seas. For when Mr. Eliot had printed all the Bible in the Indian language, he next translated this my Call to the Unconverted, as he wrote to us here. And yet God would make some farther use of it. For Mr. Stoop, the pastor of the French church in London, being driven hence by the displeasure of his superiors, was pleased to translate it into French. I hope it will not be unprofitable there, nor in Germany, when it is printed in Dutch. It may be proper further to mention Dr. Bates's account of the author and of this useful treatise. In his sermon at Mr. Baxter's funeral, he thus says, "His books of practical divinity have been effectual for more conversions of sinners to God than any printed in our time, and while the church remains on earth, will be of continual efficacy to recover lost souls. There is a vigorous pulse in them that keeps the reader awake and attentive." His Call to the Unconverted, how small in book, but how powerful in virtue! Truth speaks in it with that authority and efficacy that it makes the reader to lay his hand upon his heart and find that he hath a soul and a conscience, though he lived before as if he had none. He told some friends that six brothers were converted by reading that call, and that every week he received letters of some converted by his books. This he spake with most humble thankfulness that God was pleased to use him as an instrument for the salvation of souls. Self-denial and contempt of the world were shining graces in him. I never knew any person less indulgent to himself and more indifferent to his temporal interest. His patience was truly Christian. He was tried.